From North State Public Radio, I'm Serena Grossi with your headlines for Wednesday, May 7th. A Butte County CAL FIRE captain was dispatched to the devastating Palisades Fire in Los Angeles County in early January. While there, Jacob Gilliam worked on a damage assessment team and helped survey many devastated neighborhoods. He says most of the structures in the Palisades area were built before fire codes were updated to current standards. But for the most part, the few that were fire hardened to current standards survived. He says the same was true for the Park Fire.
Well, we inspected, a lot of that area before the fire came in. If, when people had their inspection and they were about twice as likely for their home to survive, the homes that were compliant survive like 90% of the time.
CAL FIRE inspectors are available to meet with property owners about their hardening efforts. And there are resources available to help those who aren't able to take needed preventative measures. More at mynspr.org. In other news, Paradise residents can recycle their old tires for free this Saturday at Northern Recycling and Waste Services. Multiple trips are permitted. The event will accept tires up to 43 inches in size, including those with rims. Up to 9 tires are accepted per vehicle. They won't accept tires from waste tire businesses. Paradise and Upper Ridge residents are eligible for this initiative. And as we've been reporting this week, home hardening is the process of strengthening a home in preparation for future wildfires. It can be as simple as replacing vents with fire-resistant ones, or as big as getting a new roof. Taylor Nielsen is the executive director of the Butte County Fire Safe Council. He says roofs are especially susceptible during wildfires because leaves and debris can get stuck there.
When embers cast onto your home, if there's needles or any leaves on your roof, those will catch on fire and then can cause your home to catch on fire.
Fire-resistant roofs are good for areas like Butte County. They're made of non-combustible materials like asphalt, metal, or cement. Nielsen says it's also important to regularly remove pine needles, leaves, and other debris from the roof and gutters, especially if your roof is not fire-resistant. Read more about the Fire Safe Council's top 5 ways to get ready for this year's wildfire season at mynspr.org. Also, Chico residents are invited to a community workshop to improve the city core. It's part of a broader downtown Chico revitalization project. Attendees will learn about the project and can share their thoughts on the future of Chico's downtown area. Discussions will include walkability, parking, and public transit. Residents can expect interactive activities, a presentation by city staff, and a Q&A period. The workshop is at City Council Chambers on May 12th and at 6 p.m. And finally, Trinity County residents have a new way to get emergency alerts. The Office of Emergency Services says readytrinity.org is the new hub for wildfire, flooding, severe weather, public health, and evacuation alerts. Residents can sign up for the alerts for free on the website and find more information about disaster preparedness. And those were your headlines for Wednesday, May 7th. Our theme song is Burrow and courtesy of Blue Dot Sessions. For more local and state news, check out our website, mynspr.org. For NSPR News, I'm Serena Grossi.